I'm Neville Jagina, and I'm here with
Todd Miller, head football coach, Pine Creek High School.
And we're going to be talking about kind of this homecoming game and how it affects the future season. So homecoming is a pretty big deal. You guys have been dominating your previous games, beating Valor this year, especially in specials, considering that we didn't beat them last year. But this game is a special one with it being homecoming, more fans, more audience, more family. How do you think that this homecoming game will impact the future of the season?
Well, every game's a piece of that puzzle, right? And you're trying to put those pieces together so they fit. And as you go through a season, we're playing for something beyond those 10 games that we're guaranteed. So in the scope of things, you're continually trying to get better. And what we always say is, we're not playing Denver East. We're not playing Vista Ridge, who we played last week, or Valor Christian. We're chasing being our best, and whatever that looks like, right? So I think that kind of takes the pressure off of the opponent, the game, the situation, homecoming. We try not to think about the surroundings, but we try to focus on what we can be good at, and that is executing the scheme, being a good teammate, playing good football.
So do you think, like, with the homecoming game, it does impact their performance? Do you see a bigger boost in performance during that game than any other game that you've witnessed?
I think it takes away. Like, I think some of the festivities around it pool, right? And whether it's the homecoming dance or powder puff or that, it's just extra things added to it, right? So whether it's their studies, whether it's, you know, I think it's a give and take. So anytime in life, I think you invest in something, it's got to pull from something else. So typically we kind of see, you know, they're high school kids, and it's hard to concentrate on one thing, and that's what we're trying to get them to do. And when you get some of those circumstances that kind of surround it, I mean, NFL guys struggle with the Super Bowl, right? Mm-hmm. And it's the festivities around it. And we're just trying to focus, you know, cut everything right down, right? You just start whittling down the things you can control. And the thing that we're going to try to control is to be really good for 2 hours today in practice, and then build upon that as we go into the homecoming game. But I don't know if we don't want to play our best football week 4, right? So we mm-hmm. want to be playing our best football, hopefully, week 14. So it's you know, one step at a time.
So would you say that during this homecoming league, like you said, you got to keep your players focused? Do you increase the difficulty of the practice or the time of the practice? Or?
Well, yesterday we had a hard one because we weren't very good. So we got after it. Today we'll pull back. I think as I've gotten older as a coach, you've got to understand your team, and you can't just have your foot on that gas pedal all the time and pressing these guys, because it's a physical violent sport. So we kind of got to limit our impact, and we got to rely on our brains a little more. So you find the days to push, and I think that comes with wisdom, right? And you find out where your team needs to be, and you get a pulse of where they're at that practice. Even, right? And it changes from day to day. Yesterday, I thought they needed a kick in the pants, and they got it. Today, we're going to try to pull back a little bit and really work mental, tie up some things that we really struggled with yesterday, and build upon that.
And then tomorrow, you know, the day before the game, do you think it's also kind of the same game plan, pull back?
Yeah, we got a plan. Essentially, what you do on game before, we talk about being in shells. So we're just in helmet and shoulder pads, and then we go through situations and scenarios that may pop up in a game. So we start practice out with a 2-minute drill, and then we get into all our special teams. Anything that could happen, we try to go over, right? You expect the unexpected, and the unexpected still will happen. So we really try to go through all of those scenarios that you get in a game. We try to mimic and practice, right? So we try to get a simulation of what that feels like. And it still doesn't do it justice, but at least they've had that scenario. We'll go through a scripted defense. We'll go through a scripted offense. And then we'll kind of walk through, again, special teams and getting guys on and off the field and what that looks like. So there's a scripted practice that we go through that we try to, you know, capture what a Friday night looks like with the guys. And we just try to focus on our job and focus more specifically on each player's individual job, and then we'll go and eat together as a team. So we try to get that fellowship as a team, and because you only get so many opportunities in football, and it's a very limited lifespan of a high school football player, and we try to maximize everything we can out of it.
So would you say, like, before, like, a game, not necessarily a homecoming game, but, like, you know, Thursday night or Thursday practice, you guys focus on, individual players more than a whole team? Or not, you look more at individual players than you would as a whole team?
A good question. Yes and no. So yes in doing your job. So that gets real specific, right? No in the sense of that piece fits the puzzle, right? So that individual piece, right, is that individual. And it's important that he knows his job. He knows what's going on. But he fits into that puzzle of the scheme that we're trying to accomplish.
So you're just kind of checking in on everybody.
Checking boxes, right? Mm-hmm. So checking boxes, making sure that they're ready, making sure that they're focused, making sure that they're in line with what we're trying to do. On Monday, it goes back to everything starts on Monday. So Monday, they get a scouting report of what Denver East looks like, right, on paper. And from the anticipation of what their defensive scheme would look like to a breakdown of how their defensive linemen play, the stances they have, from all the way to the secondary. And they get a packet and they go through it. They write down their goals. That's individual, right? So you have a scheme. We build, from big picture to small picture, right? And we build the scheme of what it looks like all the way down to the individual goals and responsibilities and expectations of every player.
Mm-hmm. So kind of going back, maybe less focus on homecoming. Last year, you guys lose to Valor. Last week, you beat them. Do you think that this is a big increase in morale for not only this week, but probably the rest of the season?
Yes. I mean, anytime you beat Valor Christian, I think that's a feather in your cap. On the flip side of that, our guys believed, and they believed that they were the better team that night, you know what I mean, and walking into that game. So they weren't surprised by the victory. I wasn't surprised by the victory. So I think our program has really taken a step forward with that, because there was always some doubt, and I'm not saying there wasn't on that Friday night too, because you're playing the mystique of a program that's won more state titles in the last 20 years than anybody in football. The next team is Cherry Creek. So, and they've won at every level, 3A, 4A, 5A, and they got guys in the pros, and you're playing that V, and there's a lot that goes behind it. And those kids play hard, they're well coached, they're very disciplined, they play the game the way it's supposed to be, in speaking with Fowler. With that being said, I think our program at this point, right, this year, 2023, I thought we were better going into the game. That was me just watching film and me seeing us practice. And then they were able to, you know, prove that on Friday night. And I don't think we left any doubt who was the better team that night, right? We may see each other later in the season, and it may come out different. But, you know, right now I thought we were ahead of them, and we were able to prove it.
So do you think after winning that game you can kind of see how to boost these guys' morale to kind of push them further and further into the season and overall win that?
So what you're talking about is confidence, right? So confidence comes with little victories, and there was a victory for us. And they took a sledgehammer and they hit that wall and they were able to break through it. So anytime you get that, that's a benefit. So they know that they can get in a tight game against a really good team under high pressure, great crowd, maybe the best crowd since I've been here. 22 years of being here, it was the best fan base we've ever had. And that was just an exciting environment, and our kids persevered. There were some tough moments in that game, and that was probably my proudest moment with that team was we're up 10-3 at halftime, and I was worried because we had left 14 points out there, had played a lot better than them, and they were still in the game. We score coming out from half, they answer, and then we answered. And that showed a lot of maturity, right? So it wasn't like, oh, here they come. It was like, no, let's go. And again, that's building confidence, and that we had a victory. And with that, anytime you get victories and you have success, I think that builds upon itself. So that's exciting. And I'm pretty pumped for where the expectations for this team can go further.
Yeah, it sounds like you have something special going on, and it's definitely going to go a long way. Well, thank you, Coach Miller.
I appreciate it. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
Good luck for today, and good luck on this season.
Go Eagles!
Later.